The right imitation. Do you like it when people mimic things you do? Do you enjoy that? Some do and some don't. Growing up, I can remember one of the most annoying habits of my little sister was doing everything I did. Can you remember somebody wanting to be like you? Walk like you, talk like you, dress like you, and do virtually everything that you did. Our mother did not help out in this endeavor, none, because she made all three of us dresses alike. Or with the same colors, the same this, the same that. She would buy a large quantity of cloth and she made our clothes. One would have a dress and a jacket, one would have a skirt and this, but they all were two different prints, but they'd be interchangeable. So we looked like the three munchkins coming along. So here we are. But that mimicking, that enjoying, that copying was there. You see, I didn't quite understand it. It frustrated me. I can remember how it did, how I felt at her constant copying and mimicking me. And yet, there was no way to discourage her. And as I have grown older and I have observed and I've taken care of many children, I now realize that I never could understand, as an 8-year-old, having a 4.5-year-old little sister copycat me. I realized that Catherine was copying my actions and my behaviors to learn. It is much easier to learn something new or complex by watching someone else than trying to figure it out on your own. You see, we all learn differently. Some of us can learn by example and then experience, and some learn by reading instructions. I can remember a few years ago we got something new over at the community building, and the gentlemen that were putting it together, there's two of them in this church, one of them's here and one of them's not, this morning. And I said, well, here's the instructions. I said, oh, we don't need them things. I know what I'm doing. Well, when they got it together, there was these two little things left. We said, well, they should have went there, but we ain't taking it apart. It looks fine now. So some of us learn by example, by experience. Maybe if we do it again, we'll do it better. Some of us learn by following others. Some of us learn it by listening. I can remember following my dad. Everywhere he went, I was right there. It was in his footsteps. Sometimes if he'd have backed up, he'd have squashed me. But that's the way we are. We follow, we learn, we listen. We do example. Apprenticeships were done that way. People come in and learn a trade because you listen to. You see, the Apostle Paul today understood the human tendency and need to mimic, to imitate. He particularly understood that the easiest way for those early Christians to live the Christian life was to learn by example. For the early missionary churches, like the church at Philippi, it was important for them to have positive Christian role models or examples to follow, to live by. You see, this new life that Paul and other missionaries were proposing was quite different than their previous ways of life. Merely teaching, preaching, and writing were not enough. During Paul's time with the Philippian church, he tried so very hard to be a solid example of that faith. For the faith of Jesus Christ, for the faith of his Savior. He sought to teach not only through word, but also through actions. You see, the Philippians were apparently a committed group of believers. And in today's scripture passage that we have read here in the book of Philippians, Paul encourages them once again to follow the examples that he and other Christians tried to set and not to be distracted or misled by the examples in the world. You see, this Lenten season that we are upon should be a time for you and I to re-examine our commitment as Christians. Lent is a time to intentionally focus on the depth and authenticity of our faith, of our own personal faith, and how we are living our life, what we are doing and what we are not doing. It is a time to reevaluate to whom we belong and on what we should base our life choices. Although the Philippians did not observe Lent, they were probably in a state of constant reevaluation. They were, after all, in a time and a place where the new faith in Christ that they were experiencing was still very unpopular. Because they were paving new roads, breaking rules, doing things differently than they had ever been done before. And people were not happy. People were not happy because Jesus had come on the scene and Jesus had made a mess. And they were just all upset about it because they weren't doing things the way the church had always been done. And so it was an unpopular belief following Christ, being a new Christian, knowing that He had come and lived and died and ascended to heaven, but yet He was a living God that was amongst us. And so Paul had a tough job and all those early missionaries to go around and to tell, to teach and to preach and to share. They needed to be reminded that they were not alone in their Christian journeys, just as you and I need to be reminded today that we don't walk this alone, that we walk it side by side with brothers and sisters in Christ. They had examples to follow. They had each other to look to. And see, that makes it important for you and me that we have a great responsibility to live our lives in according to His will and His Word, that others would want to follow. And with others are following and listening, we need to be able to say, I'm trying hard to do it right. There were people in their lives whom they could trust as examples. Likewise, they were to grow in their own faith, so that they could become faith examples for other people to follow. You see, this is not only an important Lenten lesson today, the truth for you and me and the first century Christians, but guess what? First century converts had a lot going on, but more importantly, I think today it's for me and you in this 21st century that we live in, for us as converts. To do what? To be the best examples of a Christian as we know how to be and do. To continue to be there because, you know, we've had a lifetime of learning. It's always been here for us. It's not something that we haven't had an opportunity to partake of. But yet when we do and we want to learn and grow, we should be happy to help someone along their way, along their journey. Despite the many divisions from Christ that there have been, people running out, we are to seek those who can teach and exemplify the gospel of Jesus Christ. At the same time, you and I have a responsibility to live our lives in a way that exemplifies the message of our Lord and Savior Jesus. We got to do it. If we don't do it, what are we doing? Are we halfway doing it? Are we partly doing it? Are we doing it just on Sunday? Are we doing it just on Wednesday morning in a Bible study or Tuesday night or Saturday morning? Are we doing it just when we see other people of like faith? Are we doing it just when we go to something for the conference or the district or for another church? What is it that we're doing? You see, perhaps the message for us this Lenten season is a simple one. Perhaps it is time for us to reevaluate by whose example we live our lives and what kind of example we ourselves are to others. Are you an example to others? Do people pay attention to you? Do people listen? Are people watching you? Oh, yes, they are. In the same way that my little sister needed to copy my actions in order to learn, as Christians, we should seek to learn by the example set for us by those Christian leaders, both past and present. We should, as Paul instructed the Philippians in 3:17, take note of those who live according to the pattern. Take those who live, notice of them who live according to the pattern. Be imitators of the Word, established by those individuals who have allowed the light of Jesus Christ to shine through them as an example for others to follow. I ask you this day, to be imitators of God's Word. To be imitators of God's Word in all that you do. You see, the right imitation can make a world of difference. Because we've all had great leaders. We've all had great teachers. We've all had great people in our lives along the way. Sometimes it was a parent. Sometimes it was a Sunday school teacher. Sometimes it was someone at school, a teacher at school. Sometimes it was somebody on the corner. Sometimes it was somebody that we met along life's journey. No matter what it is, we've had examples in our lives of good people. Because we all don't come from the same place. We all haven't been a part of the church from day one, but yet, somewhere along the way, we have had that opportunity if we'd only taken it. And it's up to us as individuals to help our personal faith grow. And it's up to us as individuals to look out for those around us, to be the example God has called us to be the one to look to be the one to come to. And sometimes the questions are hard. Sometimes they're not easy at all. But we look for those answers together. And when you can sit down and seek the answer in God's Word and through prayer and praying, we are there for each other. That's what God wants us to do. That's what followers of Jesus need to be doing, is helping each other. Not being dogmatic and being a dictator and saying, oh, this is the way you should believe. This is the way it was written. This is my opinion, lots of times. And sometimes it's not in God's Word. It's what somebody has said through a certain preacher or teacher or denomination or whatever. But when we get down to it, when we find it in God's Word, we need to look to that, to be imitators of what God has called us all to be. This week, let us be that imitator that we need to be. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for your word this day, for always loving us, for always allowing us to look to you in all that is said and done. Open our hearts, Lord, this day to serve you, to look to you, to find you in new and different ways. Be with us now, for it's in your name we pray. Amen.